Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, Sports City. Get up. Get up, Sports City. Get up. You know what time it is. We are back in the kitchen. Welcome back to the tailgate. The college campus tailgate show. We are back in the building. An hour worth of this show, man. And we will be starting this show at 11 a.m., just like we do the Sunday morning brunch. We're going to do the same thing for the campus tailgate. However, there's some engagements that me, myself, we have to get out of the kitchen early. So I'm going to try and get us right back to the things we know, news and notes, games that took off during the week, and also our thoughts on some of the games that are taking place today, this afternoon and evening here this Saturday. I done took off this blazer, loosened up the tie, stepped aside the kitchen. Timeless is alive.
What a thought, I'd be caught in this life. Let's celebrate with a toast and get lost in tonight and make it all light up. Wait until the sun goes down, we gon' make this bitch light up. Even when the sun goes down, I'ma make it go.
Ow, hoes turning heads like owls. I'm the man of the owl. Triple entendre, don't even ask me how. Con Edison flowing, connected to a high power. Y'all can miss me with the money talk. The smart money's on hold, fuck what the dummies talk. I don't do too much blogging. I just run a town, I don't do too much jogging.
The caller number is 917-889-959. So you got the next 60 minutes locked and loaded with Sports City. You could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're here with the chef. We got a lot to try and jump into it. Like I said, we got 60 minutes, so this is going to be jam-packed, people. So get in here. If you have any thoughts, ideas, or perspectives, or anything that you feel that we're talking about indifferent, you already know the calling number. I already gave it to you, but I'll give it to you again. 917-889-9592, sportscitychefs.com. That is the website. Got my co-host, my brother, calling out of the Virginia region, even though he's in the West Virginia region, but I told him it's still Virginia. It's still Virginia, people. So I don't know if he's turning into a mountaineer on me. I hope they're not trying to recruit him. I hope not. But I'm just joking around. I got Tommy B in the building. Welcome to the tailgate. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm good. Hey, I'm from West Virginia. But don't worry, I'm not from the Buck Cup Egypt or Mountaineer country. That ain't ever going to happen. I'm going to be a cane the day I hit the grave.
Okay, I hope the thundering herd don't grab you up, or I hope the mountaineers don't grab you up. I know there was a little spit that I was cheering for the thundering herd, and that was when Randy was around, and I didn't even know about him. One of my boys in high school had to tell me about. He said, pay attention to this dude named Randy Moss. I'm like, who? I'm like, at that time, I'm like, man, everybody else catching wreck, man, I don't know no Randy Moss until he was like, listen, that dude got like 27 touchdowns in like 8 games. I said, whoa, let me pay attention. Now I started seeing the highlights. Okay. Let me get away from that. So, Sports City, we're going to jump into a lot of stuff. Like I said, man, there's a lot of interesting games that take place today that we will be jumping into. News that has happened in the past day or so and how we view it. We're still waiting for one of the chefs to get here as well. I don't know whether to start with the news or to start with the games that have taken place. Tommy, where do you think we should go with the news that's broken down in the Big 12 country, or should we get into some of the games right now?
I want to talk about a certain team that in the Pac-10 that people overhyped, including me, I'll admit it, USC. This team's a joke.
Okay.
This team is a complete joke. Really? Mm-hmm. You come out of the gates against U.S., against Alabama, you were up 10. They come back and you just completely fall apart. I mean, you've got players punching referees and arguing between each other. And this is a complete disaster for USC. maybe they didn't hire the right coach. What do you think, Ty?
Finish out, and I'll come in. What do you think?
I don't know. I really thought they should be one of the top four teams at the end of the Final Four for the playoff system, and win at least compete for the Pac-12. Or yeah, Pac-10, Pac-12, whatever hell it is. They're not even the best team in California. Hell, they're not even the best team in Los Angeles.
Now, that's interesting, and I definitely want to see how that matchup goes down when they meet, being the Battle of L.A. between the Brother Trojans and the Bruins. However, I would even debate that before the season started if you thought they were the best team in California, because I still would say Stanford. Until one of them, brutally knocks Stanford off, which could potentially happen when they do meet up. But I think it is more interesting until they have that matchup go down. Okay, we do have the third person, a part of the tailgate trio here. We have Matt here. Matt, welcome to the tailgate. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
To start off, I wanted to get into the news, but I wanted Tommy to set it off because it's always me directing. I want everybody else to get their feel. So your thoughts on USC out of the gate where Tommy started from, especially how they played last night. They played Utah, to me, had the game in hand. Like, they were taking care of business early. Were up 27-17 and let Utah not only get back in the game but win it late. Your thoughts on USC. Now, there was a situation that Tommy just said, he doesn't know whether it's the coaches or the players, but they have gone through a fair amount of coaches in and out of that door. Your thoughts on USC at this point, mid-September?
All I could say is I went to bed. It was 24-10. From what I understand, it was a total collapse by USC, and they seem to be very turnover prone, and they don't seem to have the answer when the game is on the line, and the program looks like they're in trouble.
Looking at USC, do we, the public or the people that are watching them, is it a situation where they fell in love with the fact of having a star quarterback come in there and lead that organization, or having stellar defender after stellar defender come there and man the ship? Now is a situation where, it's a patch job, if you will. So how do you feel about the situation, how it's not like the Clay Matthews or the Polamalu's of their era, or looking at, and I hate to say the name, Sanchez or Palmer or Leinart, like looking at all of the quarterbacks that they threw in there, because now as of some of the later quarterbacks that have left, they aren't the same quarterbacks that were, in contention of locking down the Pac-12, at least in the past decade.
I think you do have a lack of talent, and I don't know if they went on probation for what Sarkisian did, but you're missing an impact player that they used to be able to get very easily. When Pete Carroll was there, they would have guys that they could just plug in, like Lindell White, Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart. I mean, guys that are household names, which you don't see that at USC anymore. You see a team that's really struggling to get five-star recruits. They're more around getting like three stars, and they're trying to develop them to get better, and it's going to take time. I think they need to go back and try to get better recruits because they don't have a lot of talent. They can't win games with talent anymore. They have to grind it out, and they can't do that against a team like Utah, who kept pounding them in the mouth, and eventually, they succumbed to Utah on the road.
Now, I challenge that, Matt. I challenge that. They can't beat Utah, and they were up 27. Well, you said at the point that you were watching, it was 24-10, right? So
yeah,
they are in a conference. Right. Hold on. They are in a conference, Matt, right? Where I challenge you right now to find one team in the entire Pac-12 that plays good defense. One.
That's
Stanford.
Stanford.
But Stanford let the score go up, too. Like the team that they're supposed to beat, they beat. But Stanford, you've seen Stanford in shootouts. You've seen them in
Washington.
38
Washington has defense with Peterson.
We will know what Washington right. is the day when we go to Tucson to play Arizona. We will see how good Washington is.
We'll see how good Washington is today. That's exactly right, Tommy. I do believe Washington has a good defense. I believe on any given day, Oregon can fly around the ball. Last week was not a good example against Nebraska, but you could throw UCLA as a potentially decent defense. I don't know if BYU is an offensive juggernaut or anything, but they pretty much held BYU in check. And they held the Aggies in check really the first week. So I think there's about two or three defenses. But overall, I agree with you, Ty. It's not a very defensive conference.
Yeah, but and using BYU, I mean, they were strong when they had Tyson Hill and also having the backup last year that came in and did work. But, like, I think BYU is going to have to show themselves, especially while watching a lot of their undergraduates graduate. Now, I think they're doing patchwork too. I have never seen a Pac-12 team that played another Pac-12 team or a strong team and hold them under, I want to be fair, hold them under, like, 24 points, like, had one of those games. There's probably games that they held the team to 24, but it's very rare. It's very rare. We always see those gangbuster shootouts and it's going crazy. Even Oregon State, who's struggling, could still go out there and score an average of 27 or better against an average Pac-12 team. An average. Like, they don't have that smash-mouth defense that I'm used to seeing, at least from the conferences that we see. SEC, ACC, Big Ten, and you'll get some blowouts in these respective conferences as the power conferences are put together across the country. But Pac-12, you really look to these teams to be your Oregons, your Stanfords, your Oregon States, your Arizonas to go out there and throw hell of a lot of points on the board where you don't have any of these coaches trying to preach the importance of defense. Defense wins these championships. Matter of fact, when was the last time we could think of a Pac-12 team winning a national championship? Honestly. It's been a while.
You're going to have to go all the way back to the early 2000s.
USC.
I think with USC, yes. And then they lost to Vince Young. I remember that.
Right. And when that happened, that was, what, 06? So the last time they put it together was...
Yeah, you're looking at probably at least 10 years ago is exactly right.
About 04. 04, 05.
Right, in that region, at least 10 years ago, at least. So, again, like, the jury is out on them defensively, and the crazy part about it, Tommy stirred us up right on the right topic, USC proving that point that they could not play defense to close out a team, Utah, 24th ranked in the nation, and they were up. Like, that should charge them up to close the door on them. They couldn't do it. They could not do it.
But one thing I want to disagree with is Matt says they can't get five-star chip. They have got loaded, top to bottom, five-star talent.
Well, I didn't know if they were on – were they on any – did they get in trouble for anything? I didn't know if they were – they could definitely get them. I didn't know if they were restricted.
The scholarship hurt them with the whole Pete Carroll and Reggie Bush thing.
Right.
Yeah.
When they took a lot of them scholarships away. But, I mean, they've got talent.
Yeah, I didn't know if they were on any sort of restriction, even after what happened to Sarkisian. I didn't know if he got in trouble.
But I'm not sure. I really thought this was the year. I really did. And it once again, this is why I don't like a whole lot of the preseason polls when they come out. I really think polls shouldn't come out to at least after the first conference game. Because you don't know nothing.
That's hard because they have to have that preseason poll, you know, just to get stuff started. Like they have to get that thing started. So, that you know, I actually agree with you, too. We see how some of these teams go out there and look. But, you know, then again, this actually stirs up a huge discussion. I like that how we started already. Like, you look at teams in the Pac-12 outside of USC, who can you think of that's a national title contender? You know what I'm saying? Outside of USC.
I mean,
Stanford is playing right now.
A lot of people are on Washington, but Washington has not really played anybody yet. I'm hoping to be able to stay up and watch this Washington game. They're what, eighth, ninth in the country?
Right.
They haven't really played nobody. So I really want to see what Washington's got.
I think Washington's a solid team, and I think Stanford, at the end of the day, is the cream of the crop of the Pac-12. You know, I know Stanford normally has a rugged schedule, even non-conference. I know they normally play Notre Dame, which it looks like Notre Dame's fallen off, but that's still a type of team that can spoil your season if they're motivated. So if Stanford plays ball today, handles business against UCLA. I'm not sure, like, I haven't looked at the complete schedule. I'm not sure if they're even playing Notre Dame this year, but if they can get by a team like that, then they might be able to run the table, and you might actually have a Pac-12 team in the playoff system.
And Stanford and Washington are the two teams that we could put in this discussion where more than likely they'll end up colliding and one of them will get beat, but they would have to run the table. You know what I'm saying? Because there are going to be, you know, at least five teams that will probably make a discussion to try and run the table within the top 25. At least try. I'm not going to say they're going to, but I want the committee to give the same assessment to Stanford or – you know, Washington, like everybody else gets when they are running the table. Like, I feel bad bringing up the past, but they have to be fair. Like, looking at how Boise State was being held down, they went undefeated, what, three or four seasons in a row, and they still were giving them the low end of the stick while they were running their considerable table. You know what I'm saying? So, looking at the Pac-12, the strongest team, strongest strength of schedule outside of their respected conference would be that Notre Dame game for majority of them, at least Stanford or USC, because they normally meet, you know, yearly. You know what I'm saying? If they don't have that game, they beat each other up however it goes down, or one of them might lose to a team outside of the conference. Other than that, I look at until the Pac-12 shows me that they could play sturdy defense throughout the conference, not just one. And look, and it's bad that we chose Stanford and Washington and stopped. We chose Stanford and Washington to stop. There's two teams that play defense in the conference. Two.
And for years, at least, you could throw in teams, and I hate to even say them because they're really shaky, but Arizona and Arizona State, from a talent standpoint, they can hang probably with the Stanfords, Washingtons, but I'm not ready to throw them and say that they're going to run the table. I don't see either one of those Arizona teams running the table. Same with Oregon or Oregon State. As we saw last week, Oregon dropped in Nebraska in a game they should have probably won. So I can't really see. The only two I see is what we talked about, Washington, Stanford. Other than that, I think that you're lacking a firepower in the Pac-12.
Well, I know one conference is done, and it's not even October yet. And I'm going to move to the conference. I'm going to move out of the Pac-12 and move a little east. I'll ask the question I asked Todd. He told me to save it for the show. Is the Big 12 overrated?
Absolutely.
I mean, Oklahoma does what Oklahoma does. They're ranked in the top four in the polls and then have a crab cake. I mean, who wins this conference? I mean, Oklahoma, possibly, but I think they lose to Texas. And we're going to get to Texas. I know Ty's got a story about Texas.
I'm going to throw in a team. West Virginia is a potential winner of the conference.
See, that's a joke. I'm sorry. That's it. No. Now I know so many kids that are up there in Morgantown. I actually just left Morgantown last night. Went up and watched the high school game. That went to the high school where I went in Martinsburg. I know so many kids. Watched the kids and all, but that's a joke. We're picking games. I'll go ahead and put a upset alert. West Virginia better watch out against BYU.
Yeah, BYU is scrappy, but you don't give West Virginia any shot to win the Big 12? You think, the stalwarts like Oklahoma and Texas?
Baylor, TCU, I mean, I really think Texas wins this conference.
Well, after what I saw last week from Texas giving up, I think, about 50 points, I wonder about their defense, and I question whether that they can hold up throughout the year and win the Big 12 with their defense.
I think
I look at it like this. For the Big 12, I look at Baylor, I look at TCU. Those two are always going to be ahead of the curve in that conference, at least to me. Now, you know, looking outside of it, whether, you know, you want to put Texas in a situation, but they've already given up their loss right now, so they're going to have to run the table. All of the pressure is on them right now. I don't believe in Oklahoma. Until Mayfield gets it, like Tommy said, all of the preseason hype that was in front of them, they had Perrine as well, one of the top running backs in the nation. He's already injured. Like he's already missed time. Like, this is out of the gate. Like, how reliable are the Sooners? I mean, I give Stoops a lot of credit, getting them charged up. He always has this team ready to play at all phases of the game, whether it's offense, defense, special teams. They've always been that type of team. But now it's like Oklahoma has fell completely off the face of the college football atmosphere right now. I don't believe in Oklahoma right now. So, I think it's TCU, Baylor still sitting at the top of this. Can't forget about Oklahoma State, even though Oklahoma State is not ranked at this point. And they do play Baylor today, so that's going to be a hell of a game if Oklahoma State stays in that game. But it's tough, especially in that Big 12. And like I said, I like what Texas has done to try and compete and be in the Big 12, having a big win up against Notre Dame. But can they win these big games? I mean, this is a Texas team that a lot of the people around the nation are used to seeing them play strong football. And no pun intended when I'm saying strong football, because their coach's name is strong. But, you know, they're losing big games and giving up heavy points at that. Like, even in the game up against Notre Dame, they gave up, what, 40 points. You see what I'm saying? So, like, it's tough. That's another topic that we can look at that you can't really think of them coming up with a good defense, a stout defense. College football is always going to be like that, but there's certain – teams in college football that know what it's about. They have to slow these offenses down to win these games, because you're playing with a minefield if you're sitting up here watching these quarterbacks put up 4 to 6 touchdowns a game, lighting the scoreboard on fire. So, can I call the Big 12 overrated? Like, yeah, because they get the consideration, and they're one of the power conferences at that. So, I guess I have to stay here.
I mean, Oklahoma does every year when they're ranked. When they're ranked, they'll get knocked off early. I think the wheels might fall off this year for Oklahoma. I'm looking up now to see who they if they're off this week or if they play. So I know that I don't think there's a whole lot of games in the Big 12 this year or this week. I know it was.
I mean,
TCU played last night. They beat a crappy SMU. Iowa State plays. They play San Diego State. West Virginia plays BYU in Landover, Maryland. They're in FedEx. Kansas State plays Missouri State. I mean, that's a win for a Big 12, you would think. And then, the biggest game so far for the Big 12 would be the Oklahoma State and Baylor.
Right.
And it's at Baylor.
So if Oklahoma State could put together that offense somehow, some way, like I said, I'm pressuring them. And if Rudolph could come up with a big game passing the ball, this could put pressure on them. They are going to have to watch themselves. But Baylor, they unbeaten. They're at home. And it's just something about that offense that gets it. They actually put it together and put up an enormous amount of points, you know, year after year. But like you said, I think tonight will be the big game with Oklahoma State and Baylor, and Oklahoma State is unranked. So if they knock off Baylor, and this actually puts it right into the hands of this discussion too. Picture if Oklahoma State beats Baylor at home. Picture that.
Baylor's ranked 16th.
Right, and Oklahoma State is unranked, and if they go in there and win up against a Baylor team that's trying to climb back to where they were relevant last season, it speaks volumes.
But Oklahoma State, if that MAC officiating doesn't make the wrong call, it gives that game, gives Central Michigan another chance. Oklahoma State is ranked.
True. They should be. They should be, but unfortunately.
I mean, I'm not trying to counter, but OSU should be actually ranked. If the officiating doesn't if he calls that the right way.
Man, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I talked about it. They still got to come out and play. You can't just go out there pissed off and mad and everything else. You've got to knock that ball down. But, I mean, like I said, I give the Central Michigan guy all the credit in the world to sit there and flip that back to the guy. I mean, but you can't let that guy catch that if you're Oklahoma State defensive backs. You've got to get in front of him and everything else and knock that ball down, though.
Matt, are you still there or no?
What was it?
How do you feel about the question that Tommy just posed right there?
Oh, about the Oklahoma State? I agree that they still got to make a play, but they're a dangerous team because they got that loss on their belt. I think Baylor is on upset alert today.
That's right. That's what I said. That's what I said. Picture if they do go into Baylor and win that game. That's what I'm saying. So looking at the question that Tommy poses about the Big 12 being overrated as well, especially if Baylor is to lose this game up against the Cowboys, that'll be big. That would be big. Okay, now, before we get away from the Big 12, because I do want to get away from it, I know we got a fair amount of games to try and cover. I told them to bring stuff that they like. So this is the tailgate, so I want them to cook too. But there is a situation that I want to jump into, Big 12 reasoning as well. The starting offensive guard, Kent Perkins, was arrested on a DWI charge. And, there were statements coming out about, the situation. Coach Charlie Strong was speaking about it, said that he's severely disappointed. And, they have to try and deal with the matter, as soon as possible. But your thoughts on the pressure that is on the coach Strong at this point, having to get this, corralled at this point of the season. It's early in the season, and one of their starters that supposedly, like we're saying, if they want to make a name for themselves, they have to run the table, but they may be missing a key piece up front to help, block the team that they're going up against. Matt, I'll come to you first with the arrest of their starting offensive guard.
First off, I think from the moment that Charlie Strong took that job at Texas, there's always been pressure on him. And it's tough to overcome any kind of arrest or injury. So I think it's going to be a big hurdle for them going forward to try to keep his players out of trouble. So I think it's going to be a big hole to fill missing that guy today.
And this is the bad part. I've never been to Texas. And of course, I want to go down there. Plus, everybody that I know that went to school down there from up in this region said that Austin, Texas is one of the biggest party cities ever. You got these kids that are glorified stars on campus out there partying, and to put themselves in this situation at any given night and having to be responsible, knowing what's in front of them on a week-by-week basis, having to be mind strong to get away from this, and his situation could be in jeopardy. Tommy, your thoughts on the guard, Kent Perkins, getting arrested?
I think it's sad. And, I mean, when I say I to know what Charlie Strong's like, he had this problem when he was at Louisville. He's going to suspend him. You've got to. And then at the time, I'm looking at Texas' schedule now. They're off this week. They come back with Oklahoma State at Oklahoma State. Then the following week, they have the Red Rival rivalry against Oklahoma. You have to suspend him there. I mean, you have to suspend him at least 3 or 4 games to prove a point that this is not going to be tolerant. So you miss those Oklahoma games, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Iowa State, and Kansas State. If I was Charlie Strong, I would suspend him 4 games. 2 of them are huge. I mean, bring him back to Texas or, I guess, the Baylor game. That would be after, I mean, what do you do? I mean, Charlie Strong, if he suspends him, you lose to Oklahoma. All your Charlie Strong haters are going to come right back out.
Can you,
Charlie did that.
You, you can surely shoe in that Oklahoma will beat Texas?
I don't, but you know how that's going to be. Did you really think Texas would beat Oklahoma last year? And they did. I mean, in a rivalry game, Ty, you can throw out the records. Anything could happen.
Right.
So,
that's what I'm saying. Like, all of the overrated situation that we're looking at of how they viewed Oklahoma out of the gate, they've already lost critical games out of the gate. The loss that they took to Houston put Houston in the top 10.
Houston's got a good defense. I'll give them credit for that. I'm not impressed with their offense. But Houston has maybe a top 10 defense, which I know it's far-fetched because they play in the American Athletic Conference. But until Houston gets knocked off, unfortunately, we have to keep them in the top 10.
Yeah, but Houston week by week still puts up 30 to 40 points a night. Every week Houston is putting up points. It's not like you see Houston.
Well, when they beat Cincinnati, they were bogged down the entire game. And they got two pick sixes, and that's why the score – Cincinnati had them by the throat, Ty. I don't know if you watched that game, but they could have easily dropped that one. Their offense looked pathetic. They've relied on defense, believe it or not.
You heard it first. Houston loses at the end of the year. Houston loses at the end of the year when they play Louisville.
That's going to be a tough game. It's going to be
a
tough
game.
Where's that game at?
Game. Oh my God!
Is that in Louisville, Tommy?
I believe it's at Houston. I can look it up real quick.
Yeah, if you got a minute. But a very interesting game developing next week, which I just bring up briefly. We can we'll have to talk about it now. But Louisville and Clemson next week will be a very, very good game to watch.
That's it in Clemson.
We brought that up this week. We actually brought that up this week, and I said that is going to be the bang out. That game is actually on November 17th, and it's in Houston. They're playing in Houston.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Louisville last year. Houston knocked them off last year.
Yeah, but this kid Jackson is a star. he's certainly
the real deal.
He is. Especially he just woke up Florida State in the last show that we had. Tommy said, breaking news, Louisville scored again. Like, I love it. it was spread the morning. Look, just watching that happen and watching Lamar Jackson go off on them and everything that he did from the 50-yard scamper to, you know, passes he was throwing down. He had a couple of scampers that he scored off of off the run. He only threw one touchdown pass. Everything else, he was beating them himself. And this is Florida State. He was beating Jimbo and that crew up. So, like you just said, Matt, I'm Tommy Preston, but I think that's going to be a tough game. I don't even want to call the shots on that game, especially if both of them are running the table. If both of them are – okay, so looking at Houston's schedule, I think they have a tough game. I don't even know if I could consider that tough. Tulsa – and I don't know if that's a tough game. Other than that,
I would say not. But you never know. But I would say that Tulsa game,
and you'll see the score be 45-49, and somebody waiting to get the ball back in the fourth quarter with like 4 minutes left. It's always like that.
That East Carolina game's not bad. If they got East Carolina on the schedule, I'd watch out because I think East Carolina can beat Blacksburg again and knocks off the Cokies. Watch it.
Before we get away, they don't play ECU this year. We just touched on the Florida State blowout. I wanted to try to sprinkle in a little bit of Vegas's thoughts today, just so we get a little, so we can make some of our picks. I do not understand why Florida State is only favored by 4.5 against South Florida. Now, I guess Vegas is thinking that there's going to be a
hand. I'd watch it. I'm telling you.
I agree with y'all. I'm just saying it doesn't make any sense to me. I think they're trying to suck in a lot of people to take Florida State.
Hang around me. I'm not saying a whole lot. I'm
telling
you.
South,
The only thing I see with this criminals team is Dalvin Cook. I am not impressed with this freshman quarterback.
I agree with you 100%. I think he's a fraudulent.
I would stack the – if South Florida actually should have beat them last year in Tallahassee, if they would have had a quarterback, I am telling you, watch out. I
got to agree. That's got to be an upset alert.
Exactly, Matt. Exactly. Oh. Before, I guess so. Since we have like 24 minutes, do we get into our picks? Do we start here?
Yeah, I had a rundown, guys, and then what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna keep track of all of our picks through the year. So let's start with the SEC, if y'all don't mind.
Of course, you want to go to your wheelhouse. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll throw a game, and then if y'all want to pick one, you. But we'll just start up top at 12 noon. We got the Georgia Bulldogs. Vegas has them penciled in as a +7. They got a little bit of juice on Georgia, +7 at Old Mississippi. I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm gonna say the dogs, and they're not my dogs, but it's kind of where my location is. So I'll say the dogs are gonna cover the spread. I like Ole Miss to win the game, but I'm picking Georgia +7.
Tommy, who do you like, Georgia or Mississippi?
I'm going with the upset. I believe Ole Miss will come out and play four-quarter football. I'm not impressed with Georgia. I mean, I think they're going to be at the end of the year hurting because they don't have my coach, Coach Rick. Thank you, Georgia, for firing him. I think Ole Miss goes in and wins it.
Well, actually, they were Ole Miss's favorite. Do you think they're going to win by more than 7?
Yep.
Okay, I'm putting you in for Ole Miss. All right. All right, Ty, what you got?
I'm going against the panel. I'm going with the Bulldogs to win this game. Here is why. To me, the jury is still out on Kelly. If he can't close these games that he's losing, when Mississippi is in these games and he's blowing it, I'm going with Georgia, a team that has been here. And Mississippi is blowing these games. Like they're already under 500 right now. And it's early, but still yet. And they're at home. They lost at home. I don't care where they are. I think Georgia goes in there and takes care of business.
Georgia's not played well. I mean, yeah, they played decent in the fourth quarter against the Tar Heels. But then they come back and struggle against Nicholls State.
Well, Nicholls State has a freshman. They got a freshman quarterback, as y'all know.
I know.
You're right. Nicholls State game was a disaster.
Mark Rick tried to get him to leave his commit and come down south, but he didn't. And that's fine. We got Jack Allison. I'm happy with that. But I'm telling you, I don't like it. I'll go with Ole Miss.
So what it is even though me and Ty are technically on the same team, because I do think Georgia covers the spread. So we're both actually on Georgia, and then Tommy's got Ole Miss. For the second game, we're gonna stick with that Florida State I brought up. The line is currently Florida State on the road, 4.5 only against South Florida. I'm going to go with South Florida +4.5. Ty, what do you like in that one?
Mm-hmm. And I got to do it, too. This is so crazy. Jesus, man, I want to go USF so bad. I want to go South Florida so bad. I'm gonna go Florida State. They got to bounce back after that loss. That's a critical loss. They lost by 43 points as a number 2 ranked team. If Jimbo Fisher doesn't get this team fired up to win, everybody and their mother, whoever comes to play Florida State, they're gonna play their A game and try to make Florida State look bad this season. So I'm gonna say Jimbo bounces back and wins this game.
Wow. Tell me what you got.
I think it'll be close in the fourth, and I think Florida State just goes out and wins at least by 14. I do think Dalvin Cook has a big game. I think that's the only offense they have.
And I absolutely have no justification for why I think South Florida will cover, except for the very fact that Vegas sets these traps. And I think – I don't know how. I don't know anything about South Florida, to tell you all the truth. But I think somehow it's going to be a dogfight, and they're going to pull off the upset. That's going to be my upset special.
I'm marking that down, man. And listen, I'm with you, but like just for the cause of picking these games, I'm going with Florida State. But I really want to pick South Florida because I'm a diehard Kane fan. I don't like these dudes, but just to set up for the matchup for Florida State Miami, you know that they're going to help these guys run until they match up with us and make that a hell of a game. However, both of us are looking at that point. So,
We got to stay focused and worry about that Georgia Tech game next week. Don't even worry about them. We got to stay focused with Georgia Tech.
Right. I'm not looking past anybody we play. I'm just saying how they are going to try and put this together for Florida State. Florida State can't come 2 weeks from today and lose at least one or two of these games. It'd be 2-2 or 2-3. Like if that's how they look coming into that game, then I got something to be happy as hell about. So I know that Florida State is going to try to take care of their business to try and keep that one loss there, to have everybody at the edge of their seat watching that Florida State-Miami rivalry go down. So, of course, I'm not looking past Georgia Tech at all, but I can feel that, you know, they got to set that up. If Florida State's struggling, there won't be any hype toward that matchup.
Well, guys, I like the picks on that one. This is a game that I didn't – it just totally slipped my mind. We have basically a top-10 matchup in the Big Ten. We have Wisconsin going to Michigan State, and that's an early 12 noon game. Let me see what Vegas has on that. Vegas has – wow, Michigan State was a higher favorite earlier in the week. Now they've dropped to only 3.5 at home against Wisconsin. I'm going to take the Badgers with the 3.5. I think they're going to fight them tough, and I think it's going to go down to the wire. I'll say, and it's not much of an upset, but I'll say Wisconsin beats them.
Tommy, who do you like, Badgers or Spartans? You want me to go?
I'll go.
It's a tough game, guys. I'm a D'Antonio fan. I like them. Michigan State being at home, I feel like they're comfortable. If Connor could get the job done up against Wisconsin, but that's the one thing about Wisconsin. If Wisconsin has any inkling in this game that they got an advantage, they will run the crap out of this ball and get that clock out of there. So Michigan State, this is their true test conference battle. Them being at home, they should be comfortable being in East Lansing. I'm going with the Spartans. I got to go with D'Antonio. I'm going with them.
All right.
Tommy. Oh, boy. See, these are two teams that have not played. It's been a while since they played.
Yep.
I think Cousins was the quarterback for Michigan State. I'll go Michigan State. And I think they win at least by 3.5. Wow.
It's a crazy line at home. It's unprecedented.
Right.
Normally that line would be 7.
Right. That's tight. That's a tight spread. That's tight, man.
I don't know if they'll cover that or not. But I think Michigan State will win. I think just defense and everything. I think D'Antoni's has they're lying right underneath the radar, just like Michigan State likes.
Well, for the sake of the picks, I'm going to pencil you in as Michigan State minus 3.5. Let's see here. I'm trying to get us the best games only. I know we're limited on time.
We got Florida, Tennessee.
Take your time. You got time. We got.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one, Tommy. Actually, Tommy brought up a good one. We'll let him go first. Let me just double check the line on it. Florida, Tennessee is definitely going to be a premier game at 3:30.
5-5.
Yes, you're right. Tennessee is favored by 5 at home on CBS at 3:30. What's your pick, Tommy?
Oh boy.
Well, Jesus. For being a Canes fan and having no respect for the gay turfs. I'm going, and I can't get Tennessee either. I hate both these fucking teams. Like, straight up hate both of them. But I hate Florida more. I'll go Tennessee. I think Tennessee. I'm not in first Tennessee. I think Tennessee is overrated. I really do. I think Florida is overrated. But I think Tennessee finally break the streak and finally beat Florida.
All right, Ty, what you got in that one?
I'm going to go against the grain as much as I don't want to go with the Gators, especially them being within the state and all three of us fight for who's the best team in Florida. I'm going with Florida to win this game. I have not been impressed with what Tennessee has come out there with, especially all of it. Just like we were talking about previously, the teams that have gotten that preseason hype and the way that Tennessee has actually been winning games, they have been winning just escaping these games. They haven't been blowing people out like they should. So I'm going with Florida to actually end their little streak to start the season off. And this is a big SEC matchup, and their rivalry is huge as well. But I'm going with the Gators.
Well, I really hate to keep riding underdogs because there's got to be one favorite that blows somebody out. But I think Florida, as Tommy mentioned, kind of owns Tennessee. And I think Florida is going to be a dogfight to the end. I'm going to take the points again and take Florida plus 5 on that one. Let's see. The next game we should go over is my lowly Auburn Tigers are getting 3.5 at home against LSU. I'm going to go ahead and just be smart about it, not use my heart here. LSU is going to pound them. I like LSU minus the 3.5. What do you like, Ty?
That's so funny, man. and we were just talking about Les Miles this week, man. I'm going with the Tigers right now. Well, I'm wrong. This is the Tiger on Tiger game. Let me say it right.
The Tiger on Tiger game.
Right. I just said it. So I'm going with the LSU. And I love this matchup because both of them have the same mascot. But I'm going with LSU. This better be a game where Fournette has a blow the door off the hinges type of game because Auburn's unranked. And they have a losing record out of the gate. Of course, you know, Auburn is probably going to use that as bulletin board material to slow down Fournette. Leonard has to get going somehow because that's probably the only big-time feature in their offense. I'm going with LSU.
Do we have a unanimous across the board, Tommy, or are you going to try to go with the upset here?
I think Auburn will play with heart. Because Leonard Fournette ran all over them last year.
Embarrassed them.
The only thing, I think the defense really comes out, plays hard. The only thing that scares me, same thing we brought up Thursday, Wednesday when we did a show, is Miles on. Is he going to do some stupid play call when he get down there in the red zone?
That's exactly right.
So badly want to take the upset and take Auburn. I would love to see it, Tommy,
but let's be real here. What gets the bacon?
I like what LSU's doing now since they pulled Harris out quarterback. I think LSU wins this, but I think it's going to be close. I'm going with LSU.
So a 3.5-point spread, you would take LSU?
Yep.
Okay, so that one we actually all agreed on. We have LSU across the board. It's the first one we've all agreed on. We'll see how this plays out throughout the year, fellas. Let's see here. I'm cruising down the lines here. See the next
you
one.
You want to do West Virginia and Landover?
Which one was that?
They've got West Virginia.
Is that Maryland and West Virginia?
No, it's BYU in West Virginia, but they're
playing
in Landover, Maryland. They're playing at FedEx.
Okay, let's see here. So, let's see.
They've got West Virginia by 7.
You're exactly right. West Virginia by 7 against BYU. What do you like, Tommy?
I so badly want to pick the upset and have BYU win this. I really do. But West Virginia has some defense. That Justin Art boy from my city, Martinsburg, West Virginia, senior boy playing high school. I think West Virginia wins, and I think they'll win by 14.
So you're taking West Virginia minus the 7. Ty, what do you like?
Tommy doesn't like it. I do. I'm going with BYU.
BYU plus 7 for Ty. I'm going to agree with Ty on this one. BYU just had a dogfight against UCLA. They proved they have a defense. This will be a low-scoring game, I think. I think BYU covers the number, and they might even threaten West Virginia, but I think West Virginia will win the game, but I'm taking BYU plus the 7. Let's see. So that gives us six games. It's a pretty good start. There's a few other big ones we should try to cover. Let's see. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and we'll go to a 9 o'clock game, and then if you guys have any other earlier ones you want to throw in, but that'll give us seven picks. It's a pretty good start. We got the Texas A&M Aggies, a neutral site. It's in Jerry World playing Arkansas. And right now Vegas has the number. Basically, Texas A&M is about a 6.5-point favorite against Arkansas. I'll start out. I will back Arkansas with the points. Arkansas plus 6.5. I think once again I think there's going to be a lot of close games today. That's why I'm taking the points. The only game I have the underdog is LSU, but I think Arkansas will fight Texas A&M tooth and nail. They might even beat them, but we don't need money line. That's the chasing a dream. We need the points, Reds, where the game's going to come down to a field goal or go to overtime. And then when you got the 6.5, about 9 out of 10, you win with a point spread at plus 6.5 when it goes to overtime. So that game could very well go to overtime. But Arkansas is my pick. What do you got, Tommy?
I watched Texas A&M last week against your Tigers. I'm impressed with their defense. I'm going A&M. I think A&M wins it.
So we got A&M minus 6.5 for Tommy. And Ty, what do you like?
Wow.
It's a tough game. It definitely is.
It is a tough one, man. Jesus Christ. I'm going with Arkansas, man. I like the Razorbacks. Texas A&M, the jury's still out for me. At least how I feel about it, I'm going to go with Arkansas.
All right. We'll put Ty for Arkansas. Plus 6.5. You guys feel free. If there's any other game actually, you know what? This is. Why don't we cover two Pac-12? Well, there's three Pac-12. Why don't we cover the Pac-12, and that'll be it for unless you guys have another one. So we'll start out. We'll start out with the kind of the lesser ones, and then we'll work up to Stanford and UCLA. But let's go with Washington and Arizona. I think that line. I don't know what's going on in that game. I don't know if anybody is hurt or suspended for Arizona. But it looks like on paper the line has ballooned to Washington by 14 points. Now, me normally being the underdog, I'm going to flip the switch because I see something that doesn't make sense to me. So I'm taking Washington minus the two touchdowns. I think they're going to blow Arizona out of the gate.
I don't know how to pick this because Washington really has not played anybody yet going into this season. So we can't say how good Washington really is. I have not seen Arizona play yet. So I'll say Washington, but I'm not 14. I mean, that's big.
Yeah, it went up. It went up a lot. I think it was hovering under 10 through most of the week. So I don't know what's going on, if somebody knows something, but that to me, that's a red flag.
I don't count out a coach by Rodriguez. I mean, I'm telling you, Vegas could be setting up for an upset here. But see,
that is what I am about to do. I'm waiting for you to finish. That is what I am about to do. Go finish. I'm sorry.
Vegas could be losing some money here. I'm telling you.
Tommy, we're going to put down Arizona plus the 14 for you then, right?
I'm going to take Washington, but I would not be shocked about the one game I get wrong.
So you're going to you're taking Washington with me minus the two touchdowns. Now, Ty, I know you're going to play devil's advocate. What you got, Ty?
Yeah, I'm taking Arizona covers, Washington wins, right? But if Arizona wins, I will not be surprised. I will not be surprised. I will not be surprised.
So what's your pick on the spread?
Just know for the brunch that if Arizona wins, I'm going to be talking a lot of junk tomorrow. Just know that.
So what's your pick?
I said this could be upset, and they could pick. So don't be surprised. You won't get to talk shit on me.
You're going with Washington.
No, I'm not. If I'm naturally picking, yes, I'll go to Washington, yes. But against the spread, I'm going with Arizona. Arizona will cover. I think this is one of those nail biters. I think this will be a 4 or 5 point game. I think it will be like that. But I really want to say Rodriguez gets this done. I really do. They've already got punched in the mouth losing the game. I think Arizona wants to stay afloat.
Especially interesting.
Yeah, against a top 10 team, too. This would be big.
I will. That will be a very interesting game. I'm sure we will all tune into that one. Let's do one other Pac-12, and then we'll get to the big Pac-12 game. But let's go with the California-Arizona State game, which I can almost guarantee you there will be very few punts in that game. I will ride the hometown Sun Devils. I think they often get a whistle. Let me check the spread real quick. Arizona State, let's see here. Arizona State is ballooned up to 4.5. I don't care. I like Arizona State at home. I think they're going to get some home calls. I think Cal is coming off an emotional upset against Texas. They were spent. They scored about 50 points. They may score 50 again, but I think Arizona might get 55 on them. But you're going to see – you're going to have to get your calculator out in this game. I would recommend the over, even though it's 82.5. But Arizona State's my pick at -4.5. We'll go to Tommy. What do you like, Tommy?
I'm going California.
California with the upset, +4.5, and we'll do outright. But for record keeping, we'll do the 4.5. Ty, what do you like?
I watched Arizona State, and they lost awful.
They had a tough game against USTA.
I'm going to follow Tommy. California's offense is complete. Arizona State has to show me they can play defense. I'm going with Cal, but that over-under scares me. 83, there's going to be a lot of points scored. Oh, my goodness.
There will be very few punts. I'm pretty sure of that. I mean, they really don't. Last week, the Texas-California total, I believe, was 77, and people were talking about taking the under. Well, we all know how that turned out. Okay, now we got the biggest game, arguably, in the Pac-12, the ABC 8 o'clock game. It looks like Stanford has somehow gone under the 3-point spread and is down to 2.5. That is mind-boggling to me. I'm going to call this, you know what? We should have a double pick that we put on each. This is my double. Stanford minus the 2.5. That's my lock of the week. That's Maddie's lock of the week. Stanford minus 2.5. Ty, you go ahead and start second on that one.
Yeah, I'm looking. Tommy, go ahead. I'm actually looking up information on this Stanford game. I'm trying to pull off everything I need to for it. It looks risky. So, Tommy, go ahead.
Hey, Stanford wins this big. Stanford wins this by at least 2 touchdowns.
Can we put this as your double then too, or did you want to, one of the other games as your double that you're most sure on?
I'm locked. Go ahead, Tommy. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead. I was talking out loud. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm going with Stanford. I agree with Tommy. I forgot who was in this game. McCaffrey's involved. I'm going with Christian. And
yes,
company.
Sir.
I'm going with Christian. That's what I said to myself. I said, I'm wilding. I forgot who was involved. So Christian against a no-defense UCLA. If UCLA shuts down Stanford, tomorrow during the budget it'll be a mess. It'll be a mess tomorrow if Stanford loses this game. I'm going with Stanford. And just like Tommy said, big. Big. That's a
well,
I got one. We don't have to pick the winner. We already know who the winner is. I want under, or if it's more, the Louisville at Marshall. They have it at Louisville by 30. Do they win by more than 30, or is that about right? Or is it under 30?
Hey, Ty, you laugh, but these are the type of games that are not really on the national scene. And there, it's something that you can kind of, you know, you can get a good gauge on if you have a win. I'll tell you what, Marshall was just embarrassed against Akron. So I think Marshall will come out, and I think they will play him hard for probably 2 or 3 quarters. I like Marshall plus the 30.
That's too much. Louisville creams these dudes. They just beat Florida State. National televised, and Muhammad Ali on the back of the helmet. Man, Louisville is for real. They are going to beat the crap. This ain't the same Marshall with Cato and company. This is a different team right now. Louisville goes in there and proves that they are number 3 ranked team in the nation. Lamar Jackson is doing it not only passing but running the ball. Marshall has to, if they spread them out, Lamar Jackson is going to take off and pick up first down after first down. That's what their linebacker play is going to be critical, being Marshall. I'm going with Louisville. That 30 is covered. I'm going with the minus 30.
I think Louisville beats them more than 30. I think that thing's over by the end of halftime. By halftime, that thing's done.
I am writing that one in, so I'm the only one with Marshall plus the 30. Now, I put a double on Stanford, and I can go through y'all's picks. I wrote them all down. Now, I just want y'all to pick the one game you're most sure on, your double pick. Let's start with Ty. Ty, you picked Georgia, Florida State, Michigan State, Florida, LSU, BYU, Arkansas, Arizona, Cal, Stanford, and Louisville. Which one are you most sure on, Ty, that I can put for a double?
Stanford.
So we got two doubles on Stanford. Let's see, Tommy, you got Mississippi, Florida State, Michigan State, Tennessee, LSU, West Virginia, Texas A&M, Washington, Cal, Stanford, and Louisville.
I mean, that'd be easy to say Louisville.
So Louisville for your double.
I'll go Tennessee.
Okay, so scratch Louisville, put Tennessee as your double. Another game worth mentioning to me, my old man actually graduated from here, Northwestern. I know that they started out pretty bad. They're playing Nebraska. We don't have to pick it. I just wanted your thoughts. Do you guys think Nebraska will come in there and crowbar the Wildcats in Evanston, or do you think Northwestern can hang with them? I think the line's about 7.5. I'm just hopeful that Northwestern makes it a game, but I don't know.
It's in Northwestern.
It's in Evanston.
Off of a hard tough game against Oregon that they really actually should have lost. I still ain't figured out why Oregon goes for two all the time. That hurt them.
That's stupid. Yep.
But Tommy Armstrong's gonna have a big game. I think Nebraska wins it big.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I'm going with Nebraska as well. If Northwestern pulls this off, that'll be my shock of the day. I will be shocked and give it a lot of credit. I'm going with the Cornhuskers, though.
What about the Oklahoma State-Baylor game? Right now they've got
Baylor 7. We need to pick that one, definitely.
They got Baylor 7.5.
I'm going with the Cowboys all day. I like these dogs today, a lot of them, and I think Oklahoma State is motivated after that Central Michigan flop, and I think they might beat Baylor, but I'm going to be safe, as always, and take the plus 7.5. And we're going to keep this one because this is a good game. What do you like, Tommy?
I'll go Cowboys. I'll go Oklahoma State.
Wow, the upset.
I'm going
with Baylor. I'm going with Baylor. I'll go with Baylor. I got to go with Baylor.
Well, that gives us 12 picks, guys. That's a very good – it looks like we got a pretty good week going. The only unanimous picks we have is Stanford, in which me and Ty have our doubles on. And then what else do we have? Let's see. That might be it. Is that the only one
Stanford,
we all agreed on?
Then we have
Stanford,
to – South Florida.
We got
LSU, too. This puts a chink in McCaffrey's armor. Unless McCaffrey doesn't have a big, if he has a big day and they lose, then I'll give UCLA some credit. But I feel like he could potentially go off up against UCLA and prove that he deserves to be in this discussion as that Heisman hopeful.
So the two unanimous picks are LSU, it was our fifth game we picked, and Stanford, the 10th game. Those are the only two that we all agreed on. Other than that, it looks like most of the time I'm with the underdog and you guys took the favorites, which I don't blame you. It's early in the season. We are in for a wild day of football, I can tell you all that. Strap on the seatbelt. There's going to be a lot of scoring going on today, I think.
Okay, well we got our picks that you guys could go with and recap, get back to us either in the show during the chat room or hit us up at sportscitychefs@gmail.com. That is right. I need a plug, closeout, shout-out from each of you on a great tailgate show. We actually went a little overtime for you, but that's okay. I extended it. But I know at least me, I have to get running before 12. So, plug, closeout, shout out. Matt, I'll start with you.
Guy, thanks for having me on. I was coming off the tennis court. I would have gotten here right on time. I'll try to be here next week, try to rip my opponents quicker so I can get out here. I look forward to a great week of college football. I really like some of these underdogs I picked. I think you definitely need to watch out for Wisconsin. But I think we're going to have a great day of football, and I think Stanford will definitely shine. That's my stone-cold lock is to ride Christian McCaffrey until the wheels fall off. So, anyway, you guys enjoy your day. I look forward to talking about NFL tomorrow.
And don't worry, next week it'll be at 11. I just started 10:30 today because I know I got to get running. So you take care of business. Use all your strength in that match for sure. You just better win those games like that. You're representing Sports City, so just know that you better pull this off.
We got to get me a polo shirt.
We'll look out and see how we can get some of these shirts made. Let's do that.
All right. We'll look at it and get
that done. Tommy, I don't need to tell you. You know what to do. Showdown.
Good show. I'm glad we got this on Saturday. There's going to be some good games. I would not be surprised if there's some shockers. I can't wait till next week. And we'll be back in here, Sports City, tomorrow to pick some of these NFL games.
SportsCityChef.com. Check out the website, the interviews, the blogs, the chefs. We'll be back here tomorrow morning with the Sunday morning brunch. Special shout out to everything that's going on in the country today or throughout the past couple of weeks because it is getting crazy. They are protesting during these games at the Eastern Michigan game. They protested. The SMU game, they protested as well. It's good to see everybody get into this situation and Colin Kaepernick's being picked on, but at least it's awareness. That's one of my shout-outs. Second shout-out to the Beard family, Tommy Beard and the family, and my sister-in-law, Karen Beard, as well. My thoughts and prayers are with the family. Tommy got a hell of a heart to be here, still be in great spirits. So I love the entire Beard family, not just Tommy. I can't let him be selfish with the love I'm giving. But shout-out to the Beard family. Karen, I'm with you. Beard family, I'm with you. You already know on that note, man, this has been a great week. I hope everybody, not them. I don't want them to be totally right. I want me to be 100% so I can come here and talk some junk. And you already hear Tommy say, you ain't going to talk crap to me. But he already letting me know what's going on. I'm coming in here regardless swinging. I can't because I'll jinx myself and karma will be right outside my door like, yeah, that was you talking that junk. So I'm chilling. Let me retract my statement. I'm not talking junk to anybody. I just hope I'm on top of the pile at least week one. On that note, tell a friend to tell a friend that it's the chef again. And if they don't know, now they know.
What a thought. What a thought. I'd be caught in this life. Let's celebrate with a toast and get lost in tonight and make it all light up. Wait until the sun goes down. We gon' make this bitch light up. Even when the sun goes down, I'ma make it go.
Ow, hoes turning heads like owls. I'm the man of the owl. Triple entendre, don't even ask me how. Con Edison Florence connected to a high power. Y'all can miss me with the money talk. The smart money's on hold, fuck what the dummies talk. I don't do too much blogging. I just run the town, I don't do too much jogging. The summer's off, the winter too. Top down in the winter, that's what winners do. And to these niggas, I'm like Windows 7. You let them tell it, they swear that they invented you. And since no good deed go unpunished, I'm not as cool with niggas as I once was. I once was cool as the funds was. But these bright lights turn me to a monster. Sorry, mama, I promise you wouldn't kill me. But I would've went insane had I remained the same me. Fuck me, this is true. All I got is this money.
Who would've thought I'd be caught in this life? Let's celebrate with a toast and get lost in tonight and make it all light up.